with your local sports update. I'm A.J. Brammer. In area baseball action Monday, Central Hardin beat Meade County 6-5, Hart County fell to Evanston County 7-0, John Hardin fell to Butler 13-2, and Luer County fell to Campbellsville 12-1. Area baseball action tonight will see John Hardin at Grayson County at 5, Thomas Nelson at Caverna at 5:30, Breckenridge County at Ohio County at 5:30, Nelson County hosts Southern at 6, Elizabethtown hosts Bullitt Central at 5:30, Fort Knox is at Cornerstone Christian at 6, North Hardin hosts Campbellsville at 6, LaRue County hosts Greene County at 6, and Hart County is at Bethlehem at 6:30. In area softball action Monday, Grayson County beat Ohio County 5-2, Nelson County fell to Greene County 10-0, and Central Hardin fell to Assumption 13-2. Area softball action tonight will see Elizabethtown at Central Hardin at 5:30, Thomas Nelson at Bullitt Central at 5:30, Breckenridge County hosts Trinity Whitesville at 5:30, John Hardin hosts Jefferson Town at 6, Grayson County is at Owensboro at 6, and Hart County is at John Hardin at 6:30 and 8. The St. Louis Cardinals' home struggles continued Monday as they fell to the New York Mets 4-3. Ivan Herrera drove in 2 runs and Jose Vermin went 2-for-4. Kyle Gibson struck out 4 and allowed 2 runs over 6 innings. The series continues tonight at Busch Stadium. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds kick off a 3-game set with the Arizona Diamondbacks at Great American Ballpark tonight. Frankie Montes gets the start for the Redlegs. The Indiana Pacers and New York Knicks traded the lead back and forth several times Monday night, but the Knicks scored 8 of the last 10 points to win Game 1 in the Eastern Conference semifinals matchup, 121-117. Miles Turner led the Pacers in scoring with 23 points, followed by Pascal Siakam with 19. The Pacers forced more turnovers, but the Knicks recovered more rebounds. Game 2 will be played at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night. The Cincinnati Bengals began voluntary offseason workouts Monday, and fans will be excited to see who was warming up his throwing arm. Star quarterback Joe Burrow was in uniform and participated in passing drills during the practice, his first official team activity since season-ending wrist surgery last November. Burrow said he's a few weeks away from being 100%, but he's excited to be making progress. With sports, I'm A.J. Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.